We resume in our scripture reading the book of Numbers. Today we come to chapter 23, and we'll study verses 13 to 30. You'll find it on page 167 in your pew Bibles. Now we continue with the very interesting relationship between Balak, this ungodly king, and Balaam, the witch doctor he's hired to curse the people of Israel. Now, one of the interesting features of this three-chapter account is its interactions of ungodly people. There's no believers involved. It's God working outside of his covenant people on behalf of his covenant people. And Balak is worried about all these Israelites going near his land. And so he hires Balaam to put a curse upon him, and he can't do it. We've already seen how that's worked out. Now here, as we continue in verse 13, Balak has the idea common to that time, well, you go to a different place, you get a different god, or a different manifestation of that god. So he's going to set up altars in different places. He's going to buy them off with sacrifices, and he's hoping he can get the curse he wants on Israel. It doesn't work, and Balaam is not able to do what God will not let him do, and he must speak the blessing that God puts in his mouth. Balak finally says, okay, now I'll pay you to say nothing at the end. He goes, no, I have to bless them. Now, the heart of this passage is beginning at verse 18, where you have this discourse from Balaam, and he explains to Balak what's going on, namely, that God has decreed blessings upon the elect. God has ordained that his people would be saved, and they are going to be saved. They are going to be blessed, and he has already brought them up out of Egypt, and they are going to the promised land. He uses an analogy. It's like when a lioness or a lion gets up, something is going to die. And when God's people go forth with him in their presence, they are going to be saved. Forget this cursedness. It's going to be blessing. Now, let me say this. If you're a struggling Christian, how encouraging this ought to be to you. Because Israel doesn't know this is happening, and neither do you know the ways that God is working around you and behind the scenes and in the spiritual realms on your behalf. But through faith in Christ, you know that he has covenanted himself for your salvation, and you can trust that he will save you. Keep going, O people of God. Do not give up. God is working in ways you know not, but he has promised and pledged himself that you will be saved. You will be saved. Well, with these things in mind, let's listen to God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 13. And Balak said to him, please come with me to another place from which you may see them. You shall see only a fraction of them and shall not see them all. Then curse them for me from there. And he took him to the field of Zophim, to the top of Pisgah, and built seven altars and offered a bull and a ram on each altar. Balaam said to Balak, stand here beside your burnt offering while I meet the Lord over there. And the Lord met Balaam and put a word in his mouth and said, return to Balak and thus shall you speak. And he came to him, and behold, he was standing beside his burnt offering and the princes of Moab with him. And Balak said to him, what has the Lord spoken? And Balaam took up his discourse and said, rise, Balak, and hear. Give ear to him, to me, O son of Zippor. God is not man that he should lie, or a son of man that he should change his mind. Has he said, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and will he not fulfill it? Behold, I have received a command to bless. He has blessed, and I cannot revoke it. He has not beheld misfortune in Jacob, nor has he seen trouble in Israel. The Lord their God is with them, and the shout of a king is among them. God brings them up out of Egypt and is for them like the horns of a wild ox. For there is no enchantment against Jacob and no divination against Israel. Now it shall be said of Jacob and Israel what God has wrought. Behold, a people as a lioness, it rises up, and as a lion, it lifts itself. It does not lie down until it has devoured the prey and drunk the blood of the slain. And Balak said to Balaam, do not curse them at all and do not bless them at all. But Balaam answered Balak, did I not tell you all that the Lord says, that must I do. And Balak said to Balaam, come now, I will take you to another place. Perhaps it will please God that you may curse them for me from there. So Balak took Balaam to the top of Peor, which overlooks the desert. And Balaam said to Balak, build for me here seven altars and prepare for me here seven bulls and seven rams. And Balak did as Balaam had said and offered a bull and a ram on each altar. The grass withers and the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.